More Woes for Monarchs. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. We've talked about monarch butterflies before. The orange and black butterflies are often used in school lessons about insect ecology. Monarch caterpillars forage exclusively on milkweed. In the process, they acquire foul-tasting chemicals that ward off predators. In late summer, monarchs living in the eastern U.S. migrate to overwintering grounds in Mexico. Habitat loss, herbicides, and invasive species have all played a part in diminishing this once common species. East of the Rockies, monarchs have declined by more than 90% since 1995. Loss of overwintering habitat is part of the problem. A bigger threat, however, is the widespread decline of milkweed due to herbicide use on corn and soybean crops. In the Northeast, two invasive species are adding to the monarch's woes. Black swallowwort and pale swallowwort are perennial vines introduced into the U.S. from Europe and Russia during the mid to late 1800s. These invasive plants are now found across the northeastern U.S. and southeastern Canada. Unmanaged, swallowwort can take over open habitat, choking out native plants. Because swallowwort is in the milkweed family, it's especially problematic for monarchs. Plants give off cues that trick a small but significant percentage of monarchs into laying their eggs on them. When the eggs hatch, larvae die. Manually digging up swallowwort can be effective, but is labor-intensive. Cut plants should be burned or bagged and landfilled, not composted. Mechanical mowing can reduce spread if it takes place before seeds mature. On large patches, herbicides remain the most effective control. Help monarchs by conserving milkweed patches, planting new milkweed plants, and removing swallowwort whenever possible. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.